holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5681, Baruch Hashem, the 26th of Menachem of Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 23rd of Menachem. We see many times the Rebbe just writes Menachem, not Menachemov, in which you write what has gone over you. And you conclude by asking a bracha for a proper shidduch, a fitting shidduch. Now, it doesn't say what he went through. But I can tell from the other letter that it seems that maybe they broke up even before they got married. He's telling the Rebbe about it, and he's asking for a bracha for a proper shidduch. So the Rebbe says, at a suspicious time, I'll mention you on the holy tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles for the above. But the Rebbe says to him, it will be proper, the Rebbe says, to ask a Rav if there is not the there's not a place for asking Mechila on your side in front of 10 Yidden from. See that the Rebbe is saying you ask in front of 10 people, and that you do from in front of someone if you can't go to the person directly, so you go in front of 10 people sometimes. Okay? But so, and then it says Ayin Hey, which stands usually Allah HaShalim. So, he divorced her, I guess, and then she died. So, the Rebbe says, so why should he have to ask her forgiveness? Because the Rebbe says in most of the cases, when there is differences of opinion, and that causes a separation, a divorce, so both sides have some sort of connection to it. No, there's not only one side. Like they say, it takes two to quarrel. You know, it takes, you have a portion. The fact that you divorced means that you had some connection to it. As Rebbe says, especially, perhaps there was some conduct in your, from your part, as it relates to her, which goes contrary to the teaching and the laws of modesty. Maybe that was something also. So you need to ask forgiveness in front of 10 people. That's what the Rebbe is advising him. He divorced her and then she died. And then, so the Rebbe says, I'll pray for you for a good shidduch. But the Rebbe says, ask a rabbi, maybe you still need to ask for forgiveness. Because the fact that there was a divorce there, even though, you know, whenever there is a divorce, it takes two to quarrel, you have a little hand in it also. Especially the Rebbe says, maybe there were issues of modesty amongst you. The Rebbe says, for sure you know the three classes which are equal to everyone, which was instituted by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles here, Chumash Tum and Tanya, that are known, and at least keep them from here and on. And the Rebbe concludes with a blessing in the name of the Rebbe. No, so all these cases came before the Rebbe, and the Rebbe advises him to seek out a rabbi, maybe ask for forgiveness. And the Rebbe told him to ask him to keep the shiuri of Chitas Chumash Til Matan.